Tom Lydon joins us right now for the ETF of the week here on Money Life. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETFtrends.com. For all things ETF related, whether it's Tom's picks and what he likes or developments in the industry, ETFtrends.com has you covered from soup to nuts. Follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Legg Mason Low Volatility High Dividend ETF, ticker symbol LVHD.
Very interesting. It's the Legg Mason Low Volatility High Dividend ETF, LVHD. A couple of words here that mean different things. For starters, Legg Mason, which until recently was not in the ETF business. That means that we're talking about a new ETF. There's no 200-day moving average. I suspect that means that we're talking about an ETF rather than buying an ETF at this point. But then you get to low volatility, high dividend, things that are pretty appealing. So is this about the low volatility, high dividend structure, or is this about the new intruder in the ETF space, or more than that?
I think it's about all of the above. You know, Chuck, you and I, luckily, every week have the pleasure to talk about ETFs and ETF strategies. But at the same time, we get to talk about the ETF ecosystem. And as you point out, Legg Mason, a big name in money management, now for the first time is in the ETF space. So that's exciting. It's just another affirmation that the ETF business continues to grow as we get big money managers with quality names, number one. Number two, Legg Mason typically, over many, many years, not only manages their own money, but they also work with sub-advisors. And in this case, they work with a sub-advisory firm, QS Investors. What's great is they can pull in great thought leadership from their sub-advisor partners and wrap them into an investment strategy in the creation of the index and the ETF that's wrapped around it. And that's the same case here. So there are a couple, I think, notable points even before we dive into this ETF specifically. But with that ETF in mind, there are a lot of investors out there that are really concerned about the equity market feeling a little bit long in the tooth, worried about volatility, worried about pressures from commodity prices and slowdown in Asian markets and that type of thing. So we're looking for maybe ETFs that provide a little bit of stability. Low volatility has surely been one of the most popular smart beta-oriented ETFs, and at the same time, high dividend has also been popular. Here, in this case, we're pulling them together, almost two factors pulled together within one ETF, and a great opportunity, I think, for Legg Mason to enter the space. But one thing I wanted to bring out that we're writing about regularly at ETF Trends is this. A lot of the high dividend-oriented ETFs in the past couple years have been allocated or over-allocated in the energy space. That was okay when energy was moving, but now with oil prices knocking around $30 a barrel, there are a lot of energy companies that are not able to produce that dividend anymore, number one, and there's also the threat of defaults within the energy space. The great thing here within this structure is this ETF has a very low allocation, only about 2% to energy and about 2% to materials, those areas that have really suffered through lower commodity prices. So it really brings up the point, if you're geared towards dividends, make sure you know the quality of the dividends that you have in your portfolio. These folks, I think, have done a good job in focusing on dividend-oriented stocks that tend to be more in the financials, utilities, consumer staples, consumer discretionary areas that right now, based on the current market, seem to be a lot more stable.
When you look at new entrants to the ETF world, does a company, whether it's Legg Mason or anybody else who's coming, sort of need to find a way to differentiate themselves? In other words, low volatility, high dividend, that's kind of combining two things that we've seen in other ETFs, but we haven't necessarily seen them together. Do we wind up sort of needing to see, hey, if you're coming, you better bring the hybrids because, well, the purebreds are already there and you're just going to be competing with established funds that probably have you beat on cost?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the case. All the pure beta traditional index-based ETFs were claimed years ago, Chuck, and it's really going to be tough to compete with them. It's all about smart beta today. It's all about creativity. And now just not one factor, but multi-factors. And we saw Goldman Sachs come up with multi-factor or five factors that are wrapped into one ETF, for example. And that's what's going to happen as these bigger managers get into the space. They're going to have to differentiate themselves. They're also going to have to help their advisor clients utilize these new strategies within portfolio construction. For example, Legg Mason Advisor Network might be diversifying a little bit away from traditional cap-weighted S&P indexes and maybe moving more towards low volatility and high dividend, which would just naturally underweight you in areas like energy and materials. So it's getting a little bit more complicated in the marketplace, but also there are more diversified tools and kind of neat strategies that advisors have today to be able to combat headwinds that we're seeing within the marketplace.
For you, when you look at a new fund like this, when does it become viable? Because it's not just 200-day moving average, it's assets under management and a bunch of other things. So we've got an interesting new fund, but it's not really a buy now. What does it need to get before you're willing to say, okay, now this fund isn't just new, it's new and worth owning?
Yeah, great question. So this just launched. It's just out of the gates. But again, with a big name, they're probably going to be at $50 million pretty soon. Wait till it's $50 million in size. And if at that point in time that makes sense, great. Also, compared to just when it started versus the S&P 500, it's outperforming because low volatility in these sectors that they're overweight in have done better than the general market. So that's great as well. The other thing is, if you're worried about liquidity because it's a smaller ETF, you can always call Legg Mason and they can walk you through the underlying. But most of the holdings are big names: Walmart, McDonald's, Reynolds American, Verizon, Consolidated Edison. There's a lot of big name companies which really do not pose any type of liquidity concerns. So you could actually buy it and sell it now probably without a problem, but wait till it's $50 million in size. But most importantly, make sure you understand the strategy before weaving it into your portfolio.
It's the Legg Mason Low Volatility High Dividend ETF, LVHD, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. For more information, follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Go to ETFTrends.com and follow ETF Trends on Twitter at ETF Trends. Up next, it's the big interview as the Thursday edition rolls on right after this message.